This week on Stuck in Beta,
I survived Peter's pool party and a colonoscopy.
And I survived wiring up my brand new TV.
Grab a garage beer or a BLL, that's Bud Light Lime. Break open a pack of Oreos and let's talk about the new Silver Dollar City roller coaster.
This is Stuck in Beta. Hey there, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I am Greg.
Hey Greg, I'm Josh. How's it going?
It's good. I don't know why I sounded like a robot there. I am Greg. Our intro sounded a little weird.
Yeah, you're thrown off by that because you've had to reset it and then it's not the same one. And it sounds like it's got like a little more upfront, what is that, cymbal work going on?
Yeah, and drum beat and I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's throwing us off.
But I mean, I started playing like 5 seconds of it instead of, we used to go the whole, you know, like a minute long, just everybody. Get into it. Everyone would get pumped up. But then I think a lot of people would just turn it off by that point.
Probably, yeah.
Which they're doing right now.
All this is music. Yeah, they're doing it right now. These guys are talking about nothing.
That's what we do.
Oh, speaking of which, a total sidebar here, but I watched it was on YouTube. Well, I guess it was the recent episode of Larry David show, the new show. What is that called?
The Life Larry and
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Unhappiness.
Yeah. It was Larry David and Barack Obama. It was like they were talking about the tan suit.
The tan suit.
Yeah, that was hilarious. God, I was laughing so hard. It just reminded me of an episode of Seinfeld where it was like an entire conversation about really nothing.
It was all, and it was all all because he ruined his other suit.
Yeah, he spilled his smoothie on it.
He wanted a sip of it.
Yeah.
The whole thing, yeah. And so that's the whole reason why he had one with that tan suit.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Here's the wife calling. So we've had a longer week than we normally do from meeting.
Well, we didn't meet last week.
Peter had his little birthday party, but we were off for his birthday, and then we planned his party, and so
six now, right?
Yep.
And getting ready to start kindergarten here in another week.
Yep.
That's exciting stuff.
I know. I for one, you know, you always hear, you know, oh, I can't wait for the kids to go back to school. I really can't wait for the kids to go back to school. You know, when you work from home, they're always there. I love my children, but
You set that up in a way that you were going to say the opposite of that, like, but I'm going to really miss them, and it's another stage.
another
milestone.
It probably will be like the first week, you know, they get home, and I'm like, oh, how you doing? Oh, I missed you, or whatever.
Week two, you're like, you're home already?
Yeah. Oh, crap. I was supposed to pick you up, wasn't I?
Why is the school day so short?
Oh, I know. Well, and he was going just half a day for preschool. Mm. Now a full day, man.
Yeah,
this is great. I can get some work done from my actual job and stuff. And
yeah,
maybe or other stuff
or podcast.
Yeah, any podcast.
See, we had that pool party, and I left before you guys went up.
Oh,
and
before
did some
it
slimming.
Got crazy. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, it was
no, we just
so hot.
We're swimming. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good swimming day, but if you weren't swimming, it wasn't a
man, we have been stuck in this like heat dome bubble or whatever for the last week, and it looks like it's going to continue.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, it's rough. I don't the dog days of summer.
That's all you can do. You go outside. You're like, oh, let's go check out. Oh, my gosh, it sucks out here. And then you go back in. And
Yeah.
And then you tell the kids to go outside and play, and they're like, it's too hot outside. And you tell them to go anyway.
We went for a walk this morning, and, you know, stepping out the door, it was like 7:30 or so, and it was like, oh, this isn't so bad. And it's like the temperature is cool enough, but the humidity is so high that once you're about, I don't know, 10 minutes in, you start dripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds always in the background of our...
I'm sorry, I was supposed to adjust that. You even told me the last time, you're like, you know, it's got a thing where you can adjust and actually mute the alarm.
Yeah.
I go, oh, yeah?
That's as far as you took that information.
Sorry about that background noise. Hey, possibly next week, it won't be there. We'll see.
Wow, you already have somebody coming out, huh?
No, I may actually mute this.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were getting radon fixed.
I think we're going to wait to get someone to come out till we're back off our Disney trip.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah, that makes sense.
So, hey, we've got a special beer today. Yeah. Well, not really special. We've had both of these before.
Well, it's a special Versus edition.
A Versus edition.
Beer 30.
Do I have a...
I don't know. Ding, ding, ding. That's good enough.
That's all I got.
Yeah, so we have had both of these. We've had Garage Beer, the lime flavor.
Which is the... is it still... We were talking about this. The Kelsey Brothers. Is still...
Let me look that up real quick.
I don't
quick,
know if they know a own a share still or not.
Let's see. Do the Kelsey Brothers own Garage Beer? Let's see. Yes, Jason and Travis are significant co-owners and the largest investors in Garage Beer.
Oh, well, there you go. That's cool. So, we've got that.
Versus Bud Light Lime.
The standard... Man, and it's funny. If you go back...
I'll go ahead and start pouring.
Yeah.
I picked up the Bud Light Lime about a month or so ago whenever... I think we were talking about it. And I was like, you know, I haven't had that in a long time. I wonder how that's held up or how my taste buds have changed.
Yeah, I am seeing on May 8th, 2008, is when I just found my first taste of Bud Light Lime. And I tried it then. And
man,
I enjoyed it back then.
Yeah, 18 years ago. And this was something that was our go-to for a long time. In fact, my wife, Lori, she only drank Bud Light, or I guess any light lagers, and would not venture out into any kind of craft style or anything that was different back then. And she started drinking Bud Light Lime, and then she was like, that was her go-to for the longest time.
Oh, yeah. It's good summertime light beer. Mm-hmm. Are we going to put these right next to each other?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. We're only splitting the one Bud Light Lime, but we each have a garage beer because I think we're biased already.
Well, I had a 12-pack of those.
Yeah. I did have two, but I was like, oh, I'll just take one so we're not... Oh, man, I'm pouring like you normally do over here.
Now, color-wise, not much difference.
No. I think they're very similar.
I almost feel the garage beer is a little bit lighter.
Yeah. I think it poured more head for me, at least. Well, it looks like for you,
too.
Yeah,
it did, too.
The Bud Light Lime had a little bit, but it faded fast. And one thing I was wondering about that I did some research on just a little while ago is I wasn't even sure if Bud Light Lime was actually made from Bud Light, because I always, you know, it comes in the clear bottle as opposed to
the brown.
Amber.
Yeah.
So I thought, is it just something completely different brew? And they just slapped the Bud Light logo on there. But according to AI, it does say that Bud Light Lime is made from classic Bud Light, uses the exact same foundational grain bill of barley, rice, and hops. So apparently it is the same as Bud Light, just with the ad. And it says that they add real lime peels and natural flavors.
I mean, I'm trying to see if they... One is... stronger lime, but they both kind of...
I think the garage beer is a lot stronger in the lime aroma. I don't get much out of Bud Light.
So, I guess since I've had the garage beer recently, I'll start with the Bud Light Lime.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, it's like a, it essentially has the citrus, the sour that you would get from a lime, obviously.
Yeah.
And the tastelessness of a Bud Light. Yeah. I mean, let's be real. It doesn't have a lot of flavor.
I when I had this recently, like a month or so ago, I thought initially, I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. And then after like a couple seconds, it's like it has that aftertaste that I guess is more on the Bud Light side of things.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Like that lager. I guess it's like the rice and...
I think all the big names tend to have a aftertaste.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's, you know... That's Miller. Oh, yeah. That's Coors. That's, yeah, it's got like that little something that.
Yeah. They used to always refer to it as an acquired taste, right?
You're like, it's got that back of the toilet taste.
Yeah. That's okay. A good way to put it. So, yeah, let's try the garage beer.
So, first things first, this isn't the light. This isn't a light version. So, it's going to be a little heavier.
Okay. There is a light version of the
lime? Yeah, there's a...
But...
is there? I think there's a light version of that, too.
Well, it says it's only 4% and 95 calories.
Okay.
What's lighter than that?
It seems heavier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Bud Light Lime is 4.2%. And calories, how many?
Oh, Garage Beer Lime is already a light beer by default. Oh,
okay.
So.
Let's see.
It feels heavier. Like, I'm trying to put words into it. They're very similar in their upbringing. I don't know what other
Bud Light Lime is 116 calories. That's interesting that it's significantly more than garage beer. To me, the garage beer, it just finishes a little smoother. It's like a little cleaner.
Yeah.
You don't get that taste on the back of your like the back end where it's like like an aftertaste. I think it's just super smooth and very refreshing. More so than
now,
the Bud Light Lime.
I almost feel the Bud Light Lime is a little bit more lime in it.
Hmm. Flavor-wise?
Or maybe it's because it's warmer and that's what I'm picking it up more.
Hmm.
We're like grasping at straws. These are very, very similar.
They are very similar. It's just, I think there's just something on the back end of the Bud Light Lime that I'm not in love with that... I don't get from the garage beer.
Yeah.
And part of what inspired this is I came across this article from Tasting Table where they did the author of this. She did three lime beers ranked worst to best. And she had both of these beers in there. And she also had Busch Light Lime, which I have never tried.
No.
And I saw that and I think we ought to try that at some point in the near future. But some of them on the list, like Dogfish Head, Corona, but what was surprising to me is just, you know, from her perspective, she ranked Bud Light Lime as number 6, and then she rated Garage Beer as number 4, and she said that the top 4 were all very similar, and then her number 2 overall was Busch Light Lime. She said she was very surprised by that one, in fact, to the point where she said that Busch Light, she ranked as the last beer you should ever settle for. So yeah. Like the Busch Light itself is not a great beer in her opinion, but she really enjoyed the Busch Light Lime.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But if I had to choose, I would definitely say garage beer is, I like it above the Bud Light Lime.
Let's see. 12-pack at our local grocery store it's $15.99. It's
the garage beer?
Yeah. It's on sale pretty often too, which I think that's a pretty good price for a 12-pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so there we go.
Try it. Enjoy it. Yeah, I would give... I don't remember what we rated garage beer. I don't know if we've ever actually rated Bud Light Lime.
Well, I mean, back in 2008, I was all about it. That was something all new for me.
Yeah.
After drinking one of these, I know this will be a pretty popular summertime drink. I think they're trying to market towards women. Oh, I'm sexist back then, too. If they only had a lemon brew, too, then you can mix them together.
Make 7-Up?
Yeah.
Lemon and lime?
Guess so.
Yeah, that was fun. Now we have at least a beer's worth of...
Beer and a half.
Yeah. Bud Light Lime and Garage Beer to drink here, yep, while we talk about other things going on in our lives.
Yeah. I don't have anything. You?
Well, I'll share my colonoscopy experience.
Oh! Stay tuned, everyone.
Public service announcement. Go get a colonoscopy. It was funny. Right after... So I'll kind of jump ahead to the ending here.
Spoiler alert.
No, this is not a spoiler on my part, but like that evening after I had gone through the procedure and everything, I found this, or it was recommended to me on YouTube, a clip of Jeff Foxworthy talking about getting a colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, if you're too young and you don't know what a colonoscopy is, it's where they take a GoPro and tape it to the end of a garden hose and shove it up your rear end. And yeah, I guess that's fairly accurate.
Nice.
But no, I was going to just kind of give my take on it. Not a bad experience. Not necessarily a pleasant experience. I didn't have any problem drinking that colon blow juice that they make you drink. You have to drink a gallon of it, which is a lot. And they recommend that you shake it up. Like it comes in a gallon jug and you see the powder at the bottom and you're supposed to add water to it and shake it up real good and put it in the refrigerator. In hindsight, I may not have put it in the refrigerator because it was so cold. And I mean, typical drinks like a beer, you want it to be good and cold, but something like that, it just, I don't know. I was already like, I'd been fasting all day. And then when you're like, your core body temperature is already kind of low, you're drinking that. And I found myself like pretty chilly in the evening. And then of course, you know, within the next couple hours, then you start relieving yourself. And that lasted for a few hours. And then what you have to do is like the next morning you wake up and you're supposed to, well, based on the time frame that I was getting mine done, 5 a.m. I had to drink the other half gallon of it.
Ooh.
And that's rough. Like first thing in the morning to drink something cold. And so that part of it, got that out of the way. And then one of the worst parts for me was, well, fasting sucked. I hate doing that.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, like not having coffee and then going in, and they made it seem like it was going to be super fast. Like you were going to be in and out. And I go in and they're, you know, I sign in and they take me back pretty quickly. Get me like in the, you know, hospital,
you know, hotel.
Hospital gown and all that. And then they hooked me up to an IV. And then that I sat there for like, I think around 2 hours before they wheeled me in to the room. And I guess they were like filling me with fluids. I don't really know what the purpose of that IV was. But anyway, by the time I went back,
it wasn't like a like some sort of like medicine or something.
Probably was. Huh. Yeah. Something to like kind of calm me down or just relax or whatever. But it was also
relax,
I guess, some kind
relax
of
relax the back end.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. At one point I was like, oh, I think I have to go to the bathroom again. And I was just like laying there. I was in the gown and all that. Lori was in there. And the nurse walked by. I'm like, I think I got to go to the bathroom again. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that medicine will do that to you. So I'm like, it was a good thing I did because I did have to go. And then anyway, I went in for the procedure and so it's so fast. They're like, they tell you, all right, well, we're going to start the anesthesia. And you're like, oh, okay. It's like it's instant like that. I just remember my eyes closing and then, you know, it feels like you just wake up. And so everybody will say, oh, it's the best sleep you'll ever have.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's overrated. Yeah. I've had good sleep. I don't know why it's the best sleep you ever had. But I do remember having a dream in the middle of it where I was on a hike with like Lori and a bunch of other people, and we were having a good time and the weather was great. And that's when I woke up, and I was like kind of still, I guess, giddy or whatever from the anesthesia. And I'm like telling the nurses and everybody around me, I'm like, oh, I was having this great dream that I was on this hike. And they're probably like, what the hell are you talking about?
You're probably really loud.
I probably was. And then Lori comes back, and you know, I'm telling her about it too. I'm like, oh man, I had this dream that you and I were on this hike. I don't know why I was telling everybody this. It wasn't even that interesting. So we decided to go to, or we kind of had planned to go to Bob Evans because I knew I was missing breakfast, and we went.
That's what you chose, Bob Evans. Come on.
Okay.
Way better than.
So there isn't a lot of places you can get breakfast past noon.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not going to go to Waffle House. So I like Bob Evans.
They're all right.
You don't care for them too much? I've never had like lunch or dinner, I don't think, there. Just breakfast.
I think they're fine. I think a lot of it has to do with how crappy their service is
there. I've never had a problem there.
Really?
I've had good service every time we've been. And it's not like we go all that often. It's like maybe once a year or something.
Yeah, probably once a year for us too. And every time it's kind of like.
Get the mushong effect.
They just. It's like they throw the menus, sit.
Man, I've never had a.
Someone will be here in a minute.
Huh.
And 25 minutes later.
Man, I have not experienced that. So I was really excited to go. I looked at the menu beforehand. I'm like, I'm going to get this big meal, you know, one of the big farmer's picks, whatever stuff, and coffee and all that. And the meal was great. It was like the best meal I've ever had. I was like,
yeah.
I think I even got like an extra side of something, and I was finishing part of Lori's because I was just so hungry. And then afterwards, you know, we're driving back home, and I'm feeling great. And within like the next couple hours, it was like I started like just a pretty significant like downward trend of just like no energy, started feeling dizzy, and just really crappy. And so I was doing a little bit of research, and I guess that's the anesthesia like fully wearing off and getting out of your body. And so the rest of the day, I was just kind of, and they tell you like, don't do anything the rest of the day. They want somebody there with you for like the next 24 hours to monitor you, make sure you're okay. And all that. So I didn't do hardly anything the rest of the day. And then slept fine overnight. Then the next morning I woke up, I was feeling pretty good. I'm like, oh, I'm glad that's past me. And I went to take a walk, just a short walk in my subdivision, just to get outside and do something. And I got like about 5 minutes in, and I started feeling dizzy. Like I thought I was going to faint. I was really scared. And I walked back home and I sat on the couch, and it felt like the room was spinning, and it felt like I was swaying side to side. And again, I guess it was just the anesthesia, like having weird effects. Maybe my heart rate got up from walking or whatever. And so, but yeah, within like 25 hours, by the time I kind of hit that, you know, within, you know, noon or 1 o'clock the next day, I was back to my normal self. But yeah, that was my experience overall. They did say they found one polyp, and they recommend I come back within 7 to 10 years. They removed it and did the whatever. They you know, checked it out and said it was benign. So no concerns there.
Good.
Yeah, I recommend it though. Okay. Go get yourself checked out.
All right.
You never know. Because the one thing I wonder about, I know you've done the other version of it, and I always wonder, how do they know if you have polyps or not, if they're not actually up there looking?
I don't know if there's blood in your stool.
Oh, like, okay.
Something would show up, I would think. I don't know. They say 95%
accurate.
As good as a colonoscopy. So, I mean, you always have that other 5%. So, last time I went, my doctor was like, I see you did that. I don't know. It's probably been 3-4 years ago. She said, probably next time you're due, you want to just do the full colonoscopy.
Oh, I see.
So
when were you recommended to redo it?
I can't remember. I think it's been about 3 years, so it's every 5 years. So.
Oh, okay.
So probably in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Or maybe my next checkup, he may say something. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my adventure. Man, it's fun getting older.
Yeah, sounds like it. I mean, I'm just as old.
Yeah. Well, you're what? What are you, like 4 months younger?
Yeah. I don't know if that really means anything.
No, not really. Yeah. So you got a new TV.
So yeah, there's the old one just laying right there, because it's so hard to recycle a damn TV. And like I said, Festus, when they do their little recycling day, oh yeah, you can bring a TV and recycle it or whatever. Then you bring it and they just chuck it into the back of a trash truck and chew it up. I'm like, that's recycling?
Yeah.
They did that with a tube TV I had 1 year. I'm like, So I think, I don't know if it's this weekend or next weekend. It's like $20 a TV. I may just take it to get it properly recycled.
That's good.
I think they used to do I think normally they do where, oh, if it's this size, then it's this much. If it's this size, that much. So I know I talked about trying to fix it, but I was having way more issues than just the half the screen going out. It started glitching when I was in different apps. It would just, like, the whole TV would, I'd lose picture completely, and then it'd bring up some, like, gray bars and static, and then it would come back. And then it would go away. And weird. So I'm like, man. And I think we got a 75-inch. Did we pay like $400?
Man, that's so cheap.
I think it was $398 or three. That was at Walmart. And that's not even like Super Bowl or Black Friday prices or anything. That was a 75-inch. So,
man. And so it's obviously a smart TV. I guess you probably can't even buy smart TV. Non-smart TVs anymore.
Yeah, probably not, because I think, well, this one that we got is Vizio, and I don't know if you know, Walmart bought Vizio, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. So when you turn it on, it's like, log in with your Walmart account, get into your Vizio, and so it's good. And we started out looking, because Planet Overstock, we were talking about this last episode, they had a TV for, I don't know, a 75-inch. It was, what, like $370 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I found out they sold that TV at Walmart still. So I went to Walmart, and they had it down to $322.
Jeez.
And I was thinking about getting that one. But the latest version that uses the mini LED technology, and I'm like, man, well, it's newer, and it was like $50 more. I'm like, why don't I just get the newer model?
Yeah.
So I ended up getting that. But I did, at Planet Overstock, get a new soundbar system, because my old one was just kind of crap. It was just the bar, and the sound was never that great.
Yeah.
This one has the subwoofer and,
cool,
surround speakers.
Oh, nice. So it's is it all wireless?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to check out. I'm looking forward to hearing how that sounds.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better than the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always had subwoofer, and at least on my upstairs TV, I have the center channel and the right and left. I don't have rear, but yeah, downstairs have the full surround sound. And yeah, I couldn't imagine listening, or when people have just the regular, like, even the TV speakers or maybe just that sound bar, I'm like, it just sounds like crap to me.
Yeah. I was always one that would have system and all that, and I had it hooked, but then I'm like, man, this is just so much for you know.
So I guess the all the wireless and all that's probably pretty nice.
Yeah, because the bar goes under your TV, so there's not, you're plugged in there. And then the sub plugs in, you know, like against the wall behind you. And then the the surround speakers are hooked to the sub.
Oh, okay.
So there's two plug-in ports, but
yeah. Cool.
Yep.
That's a big TV.
Yeah. I mean, I think I had like a 42-inch 10 years ago. Then it went to a 55, then a 65. Now we're at 75.
We're living in the future.
I know. I would have never imagined having that big of a TV.
No, do you remember on Back to the Future? It's part 3, right? In the future where Marty goes and sees his kids and his son has that great big TV and he's
projector.
Like, was it a projector? I thought it was a screen.
It was a screen he pulled down.
Oh, it was? Never mind. Scratch that.
He had four things playing, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, bring up this and that, and he was like talking to it like it was essentially like Alexa. Uh-huh. And that was what, probably 1987 or 88 or something like that they made that movie.
Something like that.
Oh, it's the second one? Yeah, that's right. Not the third one.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
That's fun. Why is this? Oh.
You forgot your own items.
My own items. I got some. Speaking of TVs, too, I got some coax cable, and I have a few spots in the house that I actually have where you can plug in. So I actually hooked up an antenna to all the spots. Now there's an over-the-air antenna that hooks to a couple of the main TVs, the one down here. And it was more of a thing where we've been really talking about just getting rid of the YouTube TV.
Okay.
Because it's such a big cost. We were able to, now you can, it's not just one big package anymore. You can get everything, but you can also say, I don't want the sports stuff. I don't want the news stuff. You can get your price down, which is what I did. I don't need the sports stuff, and I don't need the news things. I never watch any of those because the sports things are never anything that, very rarely is it something I want to watch anyway. That's usually on a network channel anyway.
Well, what do you watch on YouTube TV?
I don't know. that's the thing Molly was talking about. She goes, you know, most of what we watch ends up being on network channels, you know. We'll watch things that are on Fox or ABC or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And do we really need this, you know, for reruns of King of Queens or, you know.
So whenever you're watching it on YouTube TV, is it live that you're watching it?
You're watching it live. Okay. But it's also got DVR built in.
Yeah. So you're thinking if you cancel YouTube TV, you'd go back to building some kind of a
DVR? I have my Plex has that where I have the antenna hooked to that.
Oh, okay.
Where I can record through that too. Mm-hmm. But we can also just view from the TV, just won't have any kind of pausing or anything.
So if you were going to watch Survivor as an example, how would you watch that? Or how do you watch it now?
See, I never watch it live anyway.
How do you watch it then?
So I'll watch a recorded version anyway.
Right. So what do you think you would do then? You would have to either watch it live or you'd build something that you would start recording it through your Plex?
Yeah. Well, and believe it or not, I have an old TiVo here.
Yeah.
It's an over-the-air TiVo. It's got a lifetime membership.
Really?
So I bought it, I think it was 12 years ago. It's still working. Okay. It either has two or four tuners, but you have hooking over-the-air antenna to it. You can record all you want on that, too. And
what does that mean, is lifetime? Like what did you have to pay for?
So TiVo, it's locked down into like a service. You would have had to pay like $12 a month or whatever to use your TiVo to get the guides and all that, which is kind of weird because all that stuff is free now. But
yeah, it's still around. That's still a business.
I know, but all it's like it's got apps on there for Netflix, and but they I don't know if all of them work.
I always liked their interface and the sound effects.
Yeah,
the
boop, boop, boop. Ding. Yeah.
Man,
it is a good system, but
this shows it in their car. They're watching, I don't know, something in their car. I don't know what that is. DTS auto storage video service powered by TiVo in a car.
You probably shouldn't be watching your
TiVo
while you're driving there. That was on the dashboard. Like,
yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Crazy. I didn't know that was still around.
So.
Yeah. Cancel it. Save some money.
Cancel it.
Stick it to the man.
Stick it to the man. That's what you got to do sometimes.
I think so.
But I already put a lot of other stuff towards Google, so it's not like I'm
right.
I'm just taking a little bit away from the man.
Yeah.
They're still getting my money somewhere else.
Right. Yep.
What do you want to do? You want to do the snack, or you want to get to some new stuff? Or?
Let's try our snack.
Let's do it.
It's over here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how this will go with our
lime. It might not be the best pairing.
Oh, wait a minute. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too. Sometimes I have that cranked up way too high.
What?
People in there, people listening to this, all of a sudden, they just get zoned out by us, blah, 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 our monotone voice, or my monotone voice. And then all of a sudden, cashews! Sorry about that, too.
All right, so my wife, Lori, picked these up for us just a little while ago this morning on her weekly grocery run. These are, we've had Oreo like probably at least a dozen times on this show. This is a new limited edition flavor, apple pie a la mode.
Awesome.
And Lori said, I picked these up for you. I think they sounded gross. And I'm like,
really?
Really? Apple pie does not sound gross.
So Molly doesn't like, I was telling you earlier, Molly has the same thing with apple. Like, some things, she's like, not with apple. That just doesn't, I'm like, I don't like stuff with apple cider or whatever.
Yeah. To each their own, I guess. It sounds good to me. So these are the, what do you call it? The vanilla cookies?
Yeah, the vanilla. Well, is it still a apple pie? Yeah, vanilla flavored cream. Sometimes they make these at like a graham cracker. I was seeing if they did.
That would be good.
I don't know.
All right. You know I eat these in one bite.
I know.
Right?
You're a one bite guy. I don't do one bite.
I feel like we've had these before.
We've eaten so many Oreos, we probably have.
I mean, they're good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I guess I taste the apple. I'm trying to find it, you know?
I get the apple, I don't get the a la mode. A la mode means vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Icing or ice cream over the top of it. I like them. They seem a little less sweet than some of the Oreos we've had recently, where it's like you're just
those BTS ones.
Oh,
holy
those
crap!
Were terrible. Like you're chewing on a sugar cube.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel these are really sweet too.
Oh yeah.
So they're okay. I'll give them an okay.
I think they're pretty good.
Did you see that, you know how the Lay's potato chips always has the vote for this flavor? M&M's does it too.
Yeah.
Oreos has one this year.
Oh.
And we'll probably end up getting those too.
Do you know what the flavors are?
I think I showed you the one, the chicken and waffles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's see.
There you go. You can.
Three new limited time flavors. Chicken and waffles, deep fried, what? Oh, shoot. There's banana pudding, chicken and waffles, and a deep fried something.
Deep fried Oreo. So like a county fair?
Yeah.
So if you deep fried that deep fried Oreo, what would that be?
Right.
So I think the outside of that one actually is like a deep fried taste, and the inside has a chocolate and cream on the inside, on the middle.
Yeah, so they describe it as feature iconic golden fried doughy flavor baked into the cookie itself with a fried dough flavored cookies wrapping layers of dark chocolate and fried dough flavored cream. I mean, that one sounds interesting to me.
So, yeah.
Chicken and waffles would be fun to try.
That's going to be different.
It sucks you got to buy a whole.
Yeah, can you just buy like a bag of, you know, like the vending machine packs where it has like,
right,
like a tube of six or whatever? Yeah. That's all I need.
Yeah.
But they're going to want you to buy a whole thing of them.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Well, you know, I think these were very just, they're kind of like a vanilla cookie.
Yeah, there's not a lot to it. I get a little bit of the apple and vanilla, but yeah, it's not much to it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah,
thanks, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
So, what else is going on? Did you have something under interesting news?
Okay. You brought up that other one. No, I was just, Silver Dollar City announced today. So, you probably haven't been there in a while.
Since last time I was there with you.
Oh, so about 10 years ago, yeah. Probably. They have a roller coaster called Thunderation, and it was kind of a mine train type roller coaster. I think it opened in 93, but this is the final year for it. And usually when they announce, like, oh, final year for something, they're tearing it down, means they're probably about ready to announce something new. And that's what's going on. They announced a new Mine Train roller coaster. And the cool thing about this is it's like a 3.5-minute ride, which,
that's pretty long.
That is super long for one of those. And they have a bunch of, I think this is going where the old Fire in the Hole used to be in that area.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure because they didn't really put it on the map or show where it is, but it's really interesting because when I was younger going to Silver Dollar City, I was always like, man, I wish they'd have more roller coasters because back then all they had was Fire in the Hole. I think Thunderation was a new addition when I was, like I said, 93. That would have been a newer addition when I was younger. I was like, I wish they would. And now it seems like they have about seven roller coasters now. So they have a pretty good amount.
Man, I have not been there in a long time, but I remember whenever I went there, I think we were riding that one, wasn't it? Where I got off and my back was hurting so bad. And I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, what was the one? You didn't like, none of you liked it because all of you are a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
No, it was, it does like a barrel roll.
Yeah. It the seats were hard. I remember that.
Yeah.
The back of the seat was hard. This one, it does look, so there was two.
This is a family roller coaster too. It's
there was two climbs so far.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And I think when you go through it got like a mock-up POV of the ride on their YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Then they probably just put this, like the layout. All they had to do is probably put the construction plans into AI and say, hey, make this for me.
Yeah.
Probably so easy now.
It's pretty cool.
But
yeah, I have not been there in a long time, but that looks really cool. Maybe we'll go one of these days again. I don't know how. I guess Silver Dollar City is still doing pretty well. Like, that's a good destination.
I think it's the number one. They always, all of them do this where they say, we're the number one park.
Because, I mean, our local Six Flags has been kind of on shaky ground over the last few years.
It is repeatedly voted America's number one best theme park by USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. Whatever that means. Outlaw Run, that's the one that you don't like.
Oh. I watched these guys on YouTube a while back. I know there's a whole community of roller coaster enthusiasts out there. And I watched this video of a couple of guys who were recently at our, you know, St. Louis Six Flags. And they talked about, like, things are going to change and all that kind of stuff that you've talked about on here. But what was interesting is they started talking about all the roller coasters, and they were using, like, terminology that I have never heard of in my life. Like, as far as, like, the track type, the coaster type, the... I couldn't even tell you what it was, but they were like, oh, they have this kind of coaster, and they have that. And then they were talking about Mr. Freeze, and, you know, it goes forward and backward.
They'll talk about the manufacturer, like... I mean, if you're in that, they'll go like, oh, that's a B&M roller coaster.
Yes.
That was retracked.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
What's the...
I'm like, I have no idea what these guys are talking about. And they're like, well, you know, they don't have this, but you know what? The ones that they do have are this, this, and that, and they're all really good. They were actually talking up because Screaming Eagle is an iconic one. And then...
Yeah.
They used to be called the Boss, I think. I don't know what it's called now.
Yeah, it's still the Boss.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was the one that was the Evil Knievel then that they were talking about. It's called something else now.
American Thunder.
That was it. Yeah, I don't know what they were. What kind of turn? You know, it's a wooden roller coaster. I know that much. Wooden versus.
Yeah.
Metal track.
There's another... Rocky Mountain Construction does this retrack. That's what I was trying to think of.
What does that mean? That it's, like, they're changing the... Because I know some of it's tubular, like on the Batman and the... I don't even know if it's called the Ninja anymore, but those tracks are tubes because they go upside down.
So it's a patented steel track replacement for traditional wooden coasters. Essentially, your wooden roller coasters that are really rough, and that it essentially retracts it so it's smooth, like a regular steel coaster.
Well, they should do that with that one down in Silver Dollar City that I hated.
Yeah, there's people that love that, and there's people like, well, you're taking away from the...
Nostalgia, you know, and everything.
Like, the wooden coaster should be a little rough and all that. Mm. But it's also, like they say here, it's a low-cost way to fix problems with a coaster where you don't have to rebuild the whole thing.
Oh,
you know?
That makes sense. Yeah, I've never been a roller coaster enthusiast.
Yeah, well.
I don't see that for myself at all.
I love coasters, and I used to have a whole, like, list of all the ones I did. I wonder if I still do, actually. But it's not something I get to... There's theme parks I visited. Does this have... Oh, here's the coasters. Let's see how many I got.
Yeah, you got a lot. What are you up to?
The first one, let's see. So that would be 73.
Dang. That's pretty good. I've probably done about 7.
You've done more than 7. There's like 7 just at Six Flags, St. Louis. You've been to more. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, really, Silver Dollar City with you and Six Flags Chicago with you, and I don't remember riding too many roller coasters there in Chicago. Oh, but speaking of this, Lori surprised me. She threw me a curveball. She said that she's got a free, like, 3-night stay in Orlando, and she was looking at going to Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Never been, and I was like, wow, okay, so we're going to tack that on to either the beginning or end of our trip in the spring to when we go on our 311 cruise, because we'll be in Miami, and then we're going to go up to Orlando.
Now, you know there's 3 parks at Universal.
Yes, and she's done a little bit more research than I, or I should say a lot more research than I have. So she was looking at either maybe just going to, like, getting tickets to one or getting tickets to all three and getting some kind of like package deal that they had available.
Yeah.
But she was going to look into it more.
Yeah, the new one, Epic, opened 2 years ago. That's the one with the Mario Land and the whole Monsters Land and How to Train Your Dragon. Like, it's all IPs, essentially.
What's IP?
Like, intellectual properties. It's got, like, Harry Potter area, How to Train Your Dragon area.
Hmm.
What was I saying? Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we might do that. That'd be cool.
So, we would love to... We're going down there in a month, but it's like... It's hard to do all of them.
Oh, I imagine.
The Disney parks and all the Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've done that before. And that was when there was only two Universal. So, that's two Universal and four Disney parks.
So, if you're gonna go to Disney... How many attractions can you get to, like, in a day? Or, like, how much of the park can you see within a day?
I mean, you can do the whole thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you can see, like, ride all the rides and stuff, too? Like, you could, if you got a fast pass or whatever?
Yeah, Lightning Lane will get you in, for the most part, to a lot of the stuff. But you also got to... You got to do it smart, too. There's a lot of getting there you get there early, you could knock out a bunch of rides right at what they call it rope drop. And when you're a hotel guest, you get to get in a half hour early, too.
Mm. What time do they start that?
So I think the park, it depends on the park, but like Magic Kingdom, for example, I think they open at 8. But park guests can get in at 7:30.
Okay.
And then some of the rides don't have fast pass available, so you want to go on those right away.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of...
strategy.
There's a lot of strategy. I mean, Universal has a... I don't know if they still have this with the new park, but they had an express pass. And I kind of like that better. Although, same thing, it doesn't work for all rides. You don't necessarily have to go at a certain time. If you want to ride this ride, you can go right now. But it's only one... you can only get in the express line for that ride once. So each ride, you go through it once.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to ride it again,
you'd have to wait in the normal line, yeah.
Well, that'd be cool. How long are you going to be down there?
The 12th through the 21st. So it's 9 days, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. We are really excited. 29 days now.
That's cool.
Pretty fun.
Well, speaking of being really excited, I got to see the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
On opening day. And, man, I just got to say, that was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't understand how anybody could not like that movie. I feel like it's as close to a perfect movie as you can get, as my, like, very amateur...
that's a perfect movie.
Rating of...
Just
yeah.
like the Adam Sandler movie...
But I really enjoyed it. I know you saw it the day before, and then I just thought it was so much fun. There was no like letdowns in the movie. I feel like that nothing that like you took away and you're like, oh, I wish they would have done this or that, or
right,
or disappointments or anything like that. And yeah, I'm looking forward to where they take the story next.
I'm very excited because, okay, spoilers, I don't know how many witches show that really care about these things, but it's 2 weeks later, spoilers are fair game at this point. So Jean Grey is in it, X-Men character. So it's pretty exciting that they brought her into that because she's one of the main X-Men characters. She's going to be in in for the long haul, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird that they introduce her in a Sony movie, though, because you know how, like, there's the Marvel Studios and Sony Studios. It's weird that they would, but whatever.
Yeah, if they make it work and they can bring everything together.
Yeah.
I did talk to one guy who was like, oh, I don't like what they did with Jean Grey. She's not supposed to be that young and all this. And I didn't even know she had a sister. You know, stuff like that.
I didn't either, but it is one of those things where it's not in every story of her, but she's had a sister in the past and in a few iterations. I kind of like it because we've seen Jean Grey like 2-3 different times before, so it's a different take. I like the idea that she was around the same age or even slightly younger than Peter, so he could kind of give her the, like, kind of be like, I've been there type thing. I've had this happen, and now, you know, the whole scene where she's in his mind and, like, his Aunt May is giving her the talk that she gave to him.
Right.
That was,
that was cool.
It was like, she didn't have that, you know, so.
Yeah. I went down the rabbit hole afterwards and I started watching a lot of YouTube videos on just, like, certain things, like, that were either in the movie, that you might not have caught, or how they are potentially connected to either past movies or future movies. And I started watching just a ton of that stuff, which I found really interesting. And then I started watching about Doomsday and kind of, so I did not grow up reading comic books, and I have no idea. Everything that I've learned from Marvel has been from the movies.
Right.
And I learned a lot more about Dr. Doom and kind of how that story might unfold as we get, you know, that new movie coming out later in the year. And I'm just really excited about it. I feel like this movie reinvigorated my interest in Marvel, because for many years I was really interested in it, and I would always, when my kids were little, we would always go for the new releases that typically came out around May, because my son Eli's birthday was in May, and we just, for years, it felt like we were going to see a new Avengers or a new whatever, Iron Man movie or whatever around that time of year. And I feel like that I guess it was early last year that the new Captain America movie came out, the one with Harrison Ford and the Red Hulk.
Yeah.
And I thought that movie wasn't great.
It wasn't that good.
I was so disappointed in it. And
poor Sam Wilson. He's had that TV show with the Captain America, and then I don't think they were great, either one of them, but...
Yeah, so I was a little bit disappointed. I felt like it was getting too. I was talking to somebody else about this, and they were like, it was just way too much stuff going on that you can't, as a normal person, if you find it really hard to keep up with.
Well, like, it's not going to get any easier with Doomsday.
But
there's characters from different.
But I will
movie
say,
studios.
They said that, or I saw something that Disney is no longer going to do the standalone series anymore. Have you heard that? Have you seen that at all? Like the one-off, like the Daredevils and the Punishers and things like that they're not going to invest in those any longer. That everything they're going to do from now on is going to be on the movie side.
I have heard that, but I don't know how, because they've also kind of contradicted themselves with other things. Well, when the next season of Daredevil or what, you know. Oh. So I don't know. Mm. I don't know how much. Maybe they'll do less. Because for a while, that they were putting out so many on there.
And I could not keep up with it. And some of it was not that
interesting. No, some of it wasn't that great. And, you know.
I didn't really mind the Captain America one too much. Or was it? Yeah. Because it was the
Falcon
other Captain.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that one. But the Loki, I kind of got bored with. And
Loki was the best out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's funny because
Loki
know that.
Loki and WandaVision were the best.
I did enjoy WandaVision. I remember Loki, so that's like, he's so super connected to all this because of the ability to, I guess he held together all of the essentially
the strands
like
of time.
Yeah, the fabric that connected all the different universes. And then I guess so since that is broken, that's how you're able to get between him and Doctor Strange, right? That's kind of like the where all this gets is allowed to get kind of meshed together.
Because
that's also is any of that stuff like comic book stuff, or is that
so
is this all outside of comic book stuff?
There's, you know, even me, I know things, but then there's so much. I don't know all the different stories and everything.
But I love how they're able to pull some of these older characters and movies and, like you said, different studios and stuff together.
Yeah.
Because that third Spider-Man movie is just awesome, where they bring in the other Spider-Man, you know, other universe Spider-Man and that kind of stuff. And I mean, that's how they're going to be able to tell these stories and pull all these different characters together.
Different universes.
But, and I may have mentioned this last time we talked about it, I saw that you had this old Punisher movie from like 2002 or 3 with John Travolta, but he's the bad guy.
Oh, he's a horrible bad guy.
Yeah.
It's a terrible movie.
I watched like 10 minutes, but it's funny because there was a whole era there in the, a Batman was standalone for a long time. He had some bad guys and everything. And then, I don't know, there was some others. But it was funny that there's all these one-off like
none
movies.
Of them connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were so bad.
Yeah.
The Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
So I asked you the other day, I'm like, hey, did you know that Ted Lasso is back? Yeah, I watched episode one.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the first two episodes.
Yeah, I watched the second one the other day.
You know what? It is such a good show.
Yeah.
You know, before I watched it, before I ever watched Ted Lasso, like, the idea I got is this was just kind of a dumb, silly thing, but it's like the opposite of that. Like, it's so, like, this is like the most likable guy ever.
Yeah.
You know, he's over the top Midwest likable person.
Yeah.
And he can make friends with just about anyone. Mm-hmm. He's never seen a stranger. And the show just has like tons of heart, and it's just such a good show. It's a really good feel good show.
I honestly get teary eyed.
Yeah, I do too. I do when I talk about this stuff too.
I'm like, oh man, that was so good.
Yeah. Oh, Molly always. Yeah, I don't know when it happened, but at some point I can't hold my emotions in anymore. I'm such a softy.
The first both episodes have been fantastic, but they've been very different. Where the first one was shot in Kansas City. That was super cool. Yeah. I never even knew that happened. And to see them like walking the streets of Kansas City and being
Gates Barbecue too.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Well, and I know Jason Sudeikis, that's
where he's from.
That's where he's from.
Yeah. That was really cool. But yeah, both episodes have been really good. And speaking of that, just today I watched this video Foo Fighters put out the other day, a couple years ago. Man, let me see if I can find it now. And Jason, it was this video called "Love Dies Young," and I'm gonna just play it here. And you see this coach come in, and I'm watching this, and my first thought, so this is a Foo Fighters video, my first thought was, this is Dave Grohl done up. And I'm like, no, that doesn't look like Dave Grohl. And then I actually had to look it up, and I'm like, oh, it's Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yeah.
And he's talking to this women's swimming team about like how it's a completely different coach than Ted Lasso, where he's like basically chewing him out.
Yeah.
But then it goes into the team, and they all have on their faces, it's the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, but I've never heard of this song before, and it's a really good song and a really good video. And I thought that was pretty funny that he's playing the coach in that as well. Dead air.
Yeah, that Well, no, I was trying to look up. I know the whole Ted Lasso thing came from a commercial for NBC Sports. I was trying to look that up.
Yeah, it originated.
Promotional character for NBC Sports to advertise their Premier League coverage.
I don't know that he had the same. I mean, I think the character was similar, but I don't know that it was like he was that. Like, I don't think that it was that kind of like they were heading in that direction.
Yeah, but it was an American football coach hired to manage Tottenham Hotspur. I get. Oh, there's my beeping.
Soccer.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's a soccer league.
Yeah. But yeah, it, great, great show. It's fantastic. And it's going to be disappointing when it ends because I'm sure it's only like eight seasons or eight episodes.
Eight
episodes.
Well, I'm wondering if they will continue because the way it's going, well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, I think the story was that he was done doing that like after season three, right? Like, he's like, we've told this whole story. I mean, he
and then
moved
they
back
wrote,
to Kansas City and all that.
I mean, it was a good ending, and then this. I understand how they got him back, and
it's a little. I don't know how many of the regular characters will continue to be in it going forward, but I do miss that some of the players from the men's team aren't.
Aren't in the show. But I get it. It's
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, I. Other than that, I have been watching. Did you ever watch? This sounds really bad as a middle-aged man. But did you ever watch Euphoria?
No.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Really?
No.
I think it only got on. Well, I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. So this is another show with.
Oh my gosh, Zendaya Sydney Sweeney. It's like all women cast.
Pretty much. It was started out, they were in high school, and now they're a little older, but it's pretty vulgar, pretty dirty. And but I don't remember how it came on our radar. It's an HBO show, and it's one of those where you get like you hear that it's almost like a joke that if middle-aged men are watching it, they're just being perverted kind of thing. But I watch it with my wife, and I don't know, it's a pretty good show. It's very dark. It's like about drugs and stuff like that. And then House of the Dragon, that show, I have grown so bored of that. The new season, I cannot stay awake during that stupid show. I'm watching it just out of respect of Game of Thrones, but I'm like, man, this
I don't think you have to do that.
I know, I don't. We're kind of like, to some extent, I feel like we're sort of completionists. We're like, well, if we start something, we need to finish it. And this one, I'm like, I'm about ready to throw in the towel. The last episode, I struggled to stay awake during, and I couldn't even tell you what happened. I'm like, man, it is not Game of Thrones.
Sounds like a great review.
I mean, some people love it, obviously. It's continued. This is like, what, the third or fourth season?
We watched The Shards. That I don't know if you saw commercials for that. It's like a show set in 1980 of these high school rich high school kids, like in a fancy school, and they all have money, and they're all in drugs and stuff. So it is weird. So I say this like we were trying to get into it because it's like you get the idea, okay, this is going to be a serial killer show and they're going to be after these kids and they're going to try and figure that out. But there's more of all their, we'll just say, escapades between the different characters.
Really?
Hooking up and, it just...
Is Wes Bentley the bad guy? The guy from is he a bad guy in it?
I feel like he's married to this, he's obviously he's married to, he's a really rich like producer in Hollywood, but he's kind of, you could see he's trying to get with
The young girls?
The young, no.
No?
The young boys.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and he's married to this woman that is, like, all on drugs, and she's, I think she kind of knows what's going on with him, and I don't know. It wasn't, it was one of those, I told Molly, I go, well, the third episode's out. Do you want to watch this? I don't know. Nah, I think we're done.
Really?
And I go, yeah, I'm fine with being done, too.
Was it? So
we're not the completionist that you are. Yeah. We're just like, yeah.
So this is on FX. Does that mean it's it's not as raunchy? Or I don't know.
I mean,
not as they don't do as much on there as they do on HBO. I would imagine, right?
Yeah, but they still I don't remember any nudity, but they throw out the bad words.
Yeah. So you're done with that one?
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna. I think we're done with that.
Another glowing review.
Yeah.
Well,
that's about all.
That's
that
all we had for movie and TV. You want to talk about Shop Talk? You got anything on that one? You didn't put anything on there.
So, yeah, I didn't put anything on there.
I don't know if you paid attention or not, but our new videos are not doing well. I'll say that, but a couple of our older videos are still doing pretty well, and they that video that I released several years ago now on killing the yellow jacket nest,
yeah,
that always spikes in around this time of year. Yep. And it's taken off, and I get tons of comments, and
the air conditioner one that I put up that tends to do well around this time, and everyone's always like, oh, you did that wrong.
I have the cleaning the air conditioner, the outside, the whatever compressor or whatever that I did this spring that has taken off pretty well this summer as well. So yeah, some of the older videos are doing well, new videos not so much.
Yeah, I have noticed this goes to beer 30, but our last beer review you posted, and I think like 3 days later it had like 75 views.
I
or
saw
something
that
like
too.
That.
I have no idea why it took off.
Like, why does this have so many views?
It seems like it's just all a matter of like YouTube going, oh, let's try to push this one out. Or maybe it just found the right person, the first one or two people, and they were like, oh, let me watch this whole thing. And I don't know.
Well, let's just say a lot of our views aren't very high. This, well, okay, 12 days ago now, 77 views, which for us, that's a lot.
Yeah. It's terrible in How to Fix It Workshop numbers, but it's really good in
Beer 30, yeah. Because, like, if you go to our popular ones, they're ones that have been around for forever.
Yeah, the homebrewing ones.
And even them aren't very...
they're not very good videos.
No, not the...
I need to do that thing that my brother-in-law gave me, that pinter.
Oh, yeah, like yeah.
Homebrewing thing, and I can shoot a video on that and see how it goes.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And he gave me two more batches, so now I have four batches.
Oh
of
my
stuff.
Gosh!
I don't know.
How did he get two more?
I have no idea. I asked Lori because she said that he just gave them to her when she went to see him, him and the her nephews last weekend, and he said, "Here's two more batches," and I'm like, "What is he on like a beer of the month club or something?" Like, I don't know why he's got more of these things.
But
I
mean, he doesn't drink them?
No, he's not interested in
beer. So why is he getting them?
I don't know. But I'll take them. Hopefully they're good. I've got four now.
So. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but I'm still finishing up the electric work on that house. I'm almost finished. I just got all of the lines. So I essentially rewired the whole house. All new wire for all the receptacles, all the overhead light, all that. And I just installed all the new breakers and attached all the wires in the box yesterday. It was a really good feeling. I have a couple more to go that are like for the garage, and then one for like outside outlets. And I do have to run a new one for the washing machine. But like so much stuff was tied in together that like this became a project that actually I was listening to one of our older episodes where you were like asking me like, when do you think you're going to be done with this? And you know, my deadline keeps extending because like every day you go and you're like, okay, these
December.
These are the two or three things that I'm going to be focused on today. And then you get into one and it ends up taking way longer than you expected. But, you know, like your overhead lights here, you know, you have a wire ran from light to light. And, you know, it's, there might be a junction box here or there, but this, the HVAC fan. So I thought, oh, I'm not going to need to touch the air conditioners, the heat, any of that, because everything is grounded. It looks like it's been ran, you know, within the last like 30 years or something. So I'm not going to have to worry about that. Well, as I started removing the old wire from the basement, I noticed there was all these junction boxes. For some reason, the power line that went from the panel to the fan that runs for, you know, the heat and AC was junctioned and split five different times. And,
oh my gosh.
And it's only like 20 feet. And I'm like, this makes no sense. And the boxes, so it would be like a line coming into a junction box and then a completely different wire, like different style of wire, you know, like this would be Romex. This would be like white Romex going into black Romex.
Did they just have a bunch of, they're like, well, I don't have 50 feet of line of wire. So, but I do have, you know, foot of,
right,
all these different kind. That's and a bunch of junction boxes.
Kind of what it looks like. And I'm like, I've done all this other stuff new, so I'm going to redo that. And I got rid of all those junction boxes. I got straight runs. And then same thing with some of the other, because I mentioned before, it was really knob and tube is what got me started on this, because I'm like, this is just old and brittle and frail. And somebody had just used Romex going from the panel to wherever they could, because the basement, just like yours, is all exposed. So they could do the wiring here. But as soon as they got to the point where it goes upstairs, they didn't do anything with that. They just took the Romex and tied it into the knob and tube. And the way that they did it, it was like they just wrapped electrical tape around it. They didn't put wire nuts or anything. They didn't even put it in the boxes in some cases. They just left it like the wire exposed with like a couple of cuts and twisted together with electrical tape.
Nice.
And yeah, so it's been a long, long project, and I'm glad that it's just about wrapped up and I can move on to other things.
Fun times.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even need to talk about it. I'm just where I am.
I was listening to an older episode of us talking about...
It probably sounded the same.
We were talking about the what is that game called? Yardzee. We were going to put out because we made those a long time ago.
Yeah, but we have nothing that... We have no video of us playing or any of that.
Well, that's what we talked about. We're like, yeah, let's get together and play it and finish that video that we started like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the other one that you were like, oh, yeah, and now that it's getting to be, spring's right or summer's right around the corner, I'm going to build my scoreboards.
I say a lot of things, but life happens, man. Life happens.
Yep. That is
true. I have to do other things. Like, hey, do this, do that. I'm not. I was trying to figure out something to say, but.
Yep. All right. Well, it's been a show.
It's been a show, and I hope you stuck around, because if you did, the next person to email us
gets
a shout out on our next episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Just go ahead and do we have an email address?
We should. It's probably stuckinbetapod@gmail.com.
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, we have an email address.
We don't.
Yes, we do. Let me find it. It's like I'm looking at the email right here.
Oh, stuckinbetapodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
All right. If you made it this far, send us an email. We'll shout you out at the beginning of our next show.
I love that. That's a great idea.
I don't. We'll see. Because we don't want to feel bad. We'll just shout out some random person in the next. So people don't think we're just losers.
All the people that are listening.
Yep. All right, then.
See you later.
See ya. What the hell happened? What happened? Oh, why did I take? Okay.
See you later.
Bye.